Hey, good evening, San Francisco. It's nice to be here at Cafe Dior. I've been here a couple times before. I've never actually been on this stage, but anyway, this is my good friend Doug. He's gonna help us out with these songs. Apparently, you guys know him, right? Do you ever go to the Eagle in Exile parties? We're coming up. It's gonna start. Okay. All right, so the first song I'd like to start with tonight is a song called Merry Christmas, Emily, that some of you may know from the Cracker album Forever. And do you know why she's not, I mean, the protagonist in the song, the guy, is not with anybody on Christmas Day because he's a loser and he's a fuck-up. But have you ever wondered why Emily is also, who seems less of a loser and less of a fuck-up, why is she by herself on Christmas Day just hanging out, getting drunk? Does anybody know? She's Jewish, that's correct, okay? It's correct, it's in the song. And it was in the lyrics at first, but there was a reference to it in the lyrics, but it was a little clunky, so we left it out. And instead, when it gets to the second chorus, right before the second chorus, I didn't even notice it till later, but Kenny Margolis from Cracker plays very quietly. He plays Hava Nagila on the glockenspiel in the background. Very, very, it's a very nice touch because he felt it should come back into the song being Jewish, I guess. Sometimes this is a little, people, I don't know why they find it awkward to talk about, but they're, I apparently talk about, use Yiddish slang words and talk about Jewish culture a fair amount in my blog.
It's a
mitzvah. So, and I never realized that until somebody made a donation to my blog one day, and it was really quite large. And he wrote a little note and said something like, this is for, you know, using so much Yiddish slang. And talking about Jewish culture all the time. And I was like, wow, I really didn't think I did, but I guess I do. And I have been called Mishpucha by many people, even though I'm a goy. So, and I'm about as Episcopalian as they come. I mean, Methodist seems sort of exotic and ethnic compared to Episcopalians, so. But there are a lot of Jewish people in the music business, and as you may know, I mean, I just don't think that comes as a surprise to anybody, but not just in the business part, and as executives and accountants, as lawyers, there's a lot of performers also that are Jewish, and I guess I've learned a lot over the years. So, but I don't know everything. And one time, it was quite a while back, because I know what to do now, but I went to my first Jewish wedding, okay? And as I walked in, a lot of the men were picking up yarmulkes. And they weren't necessarily putting them on, but they were carrying them, and some people were putting them on. So I noticed that everybody had picked one up. So I picked one up, but I was sort of walking around with it in my hand, sort of awkwardly and stuff. And I said to my wife at the time, I said, should I put this on? She goes, well, I don't know. You know, I have no idea and stuff like that. So we sat down in the row, chairs at the wedding, and there's a guy in front of me, and he put his yarmulke on. And I thought, well, I recognize that guy. I know him from somewhere. I'll just ask him. He seems like he'll know. And I said to him, I go, hey, I tapped him on the shoulder. I go, hey, should we goys wear a yarmulke? And he turned and looked at me like I was totally crazy and goes, if you know the word goy, put it on. I could. Do you know my congressman in Athens, Georgia is the most batshit crazy congressman of them all, Paul Brown? Look it up. Paul Brown, B-R-O-U-N. I mean, batshit crazy. Dr. Paul Brown. I should run for Congress. Okay? I might have it. I could run as I'm less batshit crazy than Dr. Paul Brown.
Merry Christmas, Emily. Merry Christmas, Emily. I still think about you. They used to think about me. Merry Christmas, Emily. Merry Christmas, Emily.
Sorry. I know.